As our year-end review continues today, WPKY's News Edge takes a look back at some of the top stories in Caldwell and Lyon counties in 2023. In the early months of 2023, the City County Park Board started a search to fill the director position at the park. Princeton Mayor Brock Thomas said there were 5 applicants that applied for the position and 3 were interviewed by the board after 2 applicants found full-time jobs. After the interviews, he said they hired Stephanie Stallings.
Stephanie is a longtime teacher in the Caldwell County school system, former basketball coach, bus driver. She's been very active in serving the youth and our community.
He said the City County Park Director is a full-time position.
Her contract will actually run year to year, but during the summer months is where the bulk of the work will be with the pool. And then, of course, with the project coming up in the fall of renovation of the softball fields and the renovation of the whole park as a whole.
After being closed for the 2022 season, the newly renovated swimming pool at the City County Park reopened to the public in June. Stallings said she was happy the pool had finally opened for the community to enjoy.
We're glad to finally be opening the pool. The pool's ready, and we had a great turnout. We were so glad to let people in, and it was good to see everybody out here to swim.
She also expressed that she was pleased with the work crew employed at the park for the summer and how everyone pitched in to help.
I do want to say that our youth and our workers out here, the board, everybody's been supportive and everybody has worked hard and chipped in. They've done things, you know, outside of their job description, working hard to get this place open, and we really appreciate all the help and the just willingness to work. It's been great.
A new store opened in Princeton in the latter part of March. A grand opening and ribbon cutting was held at the new Farmer's Home Furniture Store. The store is based out of the small town of Dublin, Georgia, which is why group manager Elsie Parson says they gravitate to small towns like Princeton.
Try to give everybody the opportunity to purchase new furniture that maybe they can't do one at a time. They can't buy a big piece, so we offer in-house financing for customers. Like I said, we love that small hometown feel. Our founder was a 21-year-old man who started out of the back of his truck, and his first sale was a space heater to someone who needed it.
Mayor Brock Thomas, who attended the ribbon cutting, said the community was blessed to have a new community partner moving into Princeton.
It's great to have Farmer's Home Furniture join our community and just invest in our community. Welcome everybody to come out and look at their furniture and their things that they offer.
In August, the community received some more good news. The owners of Copper Top Barbecue in Fredonia announced they had purchased the Tiger Den building in Princeton. In the announcement, the owners, Chad and Missy Fawn, said they look forward to offering Copper Top to go in the future. The Fawn said the Princeton location would have a smaller menu, but noted they will still provide the same great barbecue pork, chicken, ribs, and brisket, along with some of their homemade sides. At one time, the Tiger Den, located at 504 Dawson Road, was a restaurant. It was purchased by Donnie Jenkins and his son Jacob in October 2018 and renovated into a general store selling knives, firearms, and ammunition. And for the 6th year in a row, on July 4th, Josh Duncan, the owner of Dunk's Tires, again put on a special fireworks show for the community with bounce houses, games for children, live music, food trucks, and more.
We started this show in the side of my mom's yard over here on Baldwin Avenue probably about 11 years ago now. And every year we get a few more and a few more cars and people just pulling up just randomly seeing what we was doing and, you know, just seeing a bunch of fireworks going off at one time, you know, it's going to catch your attention. So every year we started it with a $200 show and then made it all the way up to last year to almost an $18,000 show we did for the whole community, you know. So every year I'm out here, you know, when you don't see me, I'm not out running around. I'm out grinding. I'm out getting that next dollar, picking up a water heater, washer, dryer, whatever I got to do to get these dollars and make these kids smile.
The fireworks show was held in the industrial park. With your WPKY News Edge, I'm Tammy Hancock.